Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
How we doing? Evan and Tiki here on The Fan on this Tuesday. Yankee baseball coming up. You'll get the pregame show in about an hour and a half. They try to make it two straight against the Kansas City Royals in a playoff rematch, if you will. Michael Wacha against Max Fried. The Mets are out in Minnesota against the Twins. But it is Cinco time.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. And by New Jersey Lottery. Anything can happen in Jersey. So we started off the show today. Go back to 2 o'clock. Odyssey app rewind feature on Juan Soto. A nothing burger, as Evan called it. As oftentimes he said about Aaron Rodgers' comments in regards, of course, to Juan Soto talking about what's hitting behind him. So I'm here to give you, because Juan Soto is transparent, I'm going to take a look into the future and include current times and say the top 5 excuses Juan Soto will make in his Mets career. God. Ready, Ev?
Unbelievable.
Here we go.
Here we go!
Number 5.
I think April slumps are going to start to become a thing, to which Juan Soto will say, too many cold weather games. Saw him in the hoodie last night. Mm. I predict eventually Juan Soto will be the one that pushes for a dome.
So he will be channeling Jazz Chisholm is what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because Jazz Chisholm is leading the Major League Baseball in home runs.
He's also on the interstate. I mean, he's hitting in the ones. And I appreciate Jazz. Jazz has been brutally honest about the weather. Like yesterday, after he hit that home run, he was being interviewed by Meredith Barakovich on Yes. And she said, hey, what's changed? And he's like, the weather. So I don't think it's an excuse. I think it's a guy being honest. But clearly Sean has an agenda. When it's Juan Soto, it's an excuse. When it's Jazz Chisholm, it's
Chisholm!
It's just honesty.
Long-term prediction. Juan Soto will bring more revenue to the Mets. Juan Soto will, though, bring up the cold weather games. There will eventually be a roof on Citi Field, to which we call it the roof that Soto built.
That is a real crazy prediction.
That is not happening.
That is not happening.
Long-term prediction.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Number 4.
The other excuse Juan Soto will make in his career for struggles. Too many fans scoring games at home. Got to complain. You need to be cheering. Put down the scorebooks. See it. Here we go.
Number 3.
Citi Field fences need to come in. My power numbers are down. Mm. You're going to get a wall movement at some point again here at Citi Field.
I'm going to destroy this list, but I'm going to let you finish it. Just keep going with your trolley.
Okay, here we go.
Number 2.
This is called looking down the future. Number 2 was this comment. Hard to hit when you don't have one of the best hitters in baseball behind you. Paraphrasing. This one will rank number 2.
He didn't say that, though.
I paraphrased.
Of course, you paraphrased. You changed what he said.
That's called a bastardization of what he said.
Completely.
Some might call it a paraphrase.
Okay.
All right. And last but not least,
number one.
The number one excuse we will hear from Juan Soto at some point during his Mets tenure when the Mets have not won a World Series. Hey, the Dodgers play in the National League.
That one actually might be legitimate.
That's a shinko.
That last one is funny. Here's the problem. The problem with what Sean just did right there is why the professional athlete in New York should never talk to the media.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you did.
Unless you get to the point in your career where you just don't care.
Unless you don't care, right. Yeah. I mean, and obviously that could be Juan Soto. I have no idea. But again, if you're just tuning in, a lot has been made throughout the day about the nothing burger comments Juan Soto's made to Mike Puma in the New York Post. Here's what he said. Hey, Juan, what's it like not having Aaron Judge protect you? Quote, it's definitely different. I had the best hitter in baseball hitting behind me. I was getting more attacked and more pitches in the strike zone. Less intentional walks and things like that. I was pitched differently. I would say I'm getting a decent amount of strikes, but there's some specific situation where pitchers don't attack. I feel like I'm trying to do the same, do damage when I can, and whenever they want to attack me, I'll take my chances. And when they don't, I'll take my walks. I'm not trying to be selfish or anything and try to hit home runs. I'm just trying to take pitches and take my swings whenever I can. If they don't want to pitch to me, I'll just pass the baton to Pete and let him do his thing. There is nothing wrong with what he said. He is just giving you a breakdown of the reality, and it's not a knock on Pete. It's him describing the situation he's in where pitchers are daring Pete Alonso to beat them more than they did Aaron Judge. And so you bastardizing it or anyone else making a big deal of it is why Juan Soto shouldn't be like Tiki Barber, who is like Juan Soto, though you came first, which is you ask me a question, I want to answer it. The problem is there are too many sensitive people out there that are going to twist it or be upset about it or just make it something it wasn't. And it was nothing. The only thing that was something was him laying a bunt down in the first inning. Everything else.
He was giving flowers to Aaron Judge. That's all it was.
I don't even think he was.
Not intentionally. He was just stating a fact. And in the process, giving flowers to Aaron Judge.
It may have turned out that way, and rightfully so. Aaron's one of the best hitters in baseball. In fact, for my money, he is the best player in Major League Baseball. But I think he was just describing the situation because he was asked about it. Hey, what is it like? And look, here's the great thing about Juan Soto. He's had a long career. He's had other guys protecting him, not named Aaron Judge. He's used to this. Juan Soto once had a year in which he was intentionally walked a league-leading 22 times in a season. That's happened.
Yep.
And will that happen again this year? If Pete struggles, maybe. But if Pete continues to hit, you're going to force pitchers to have to be more aggressive because it's going to become a pick-your-poison situation. And you know who that's good for? It's good for us. It's good for Met fans. It's good for the winning. And I like winning. Oh, do we love Soto?
11-5.
And I do love Juan Soto. I'll tell you something I love about him, despite my criticism of his bunting. I love the fact that even when he isn't making that kind of major impact with power or driving runs in, or not having a clutch hit until the seventh inning yesterday, 0 for his first 12 with runners in scoring position. I love the fact that he's still getting on base every game. Juan Soto has gotten on base every single game except for one, and that was the last game against Miami. But there is one thing I'm not loving about Juan Soto, and I'm here to help him. So I am standing up right now to the radio audience, to the TV audience. I'm wearing a hoodie. The hoodie is underneath my beautiful Melod jersey. New York across the front. In the orange and the black, and I got my little hood in the background. Yesterday, Juan Soto decided to wear a hat, obviously, and put the hoodie above the hat. So I'm going to do a demonstration on how you look better by putting the hoodie and then the hat over it. Now,
yes, because this was bad by Juan Soto.
You agree?
This was really bad.
So I felt
he reminded me of this guy. You watch him every Christmas.
Who's that?
You know that guy? He wanted like the little thing.
The little thing.
Yeah, like the toy, the gun, but his parents kept saying,
"You'll shoot your eye out, kid."
You remember that guy, Ralphie?
No.
Remember when Ralphie went out in the cold and his mom like wrapped him up? He had like a hat on and a hood.
Oh, yeah.
And he put the scarf like 16 times around
his shut my eye out.
His whole face.
Yeah.
He looked like Ralphie.
He did look like
Stop
Ralphie.
Stop being soft, Juan Soto.
I didn't call him soft.
It's 47 degrees.
I just think there's a better way you can look.
Okay, go
now,
ahead.
Now, I'm going to give you two looks. You tell me what's better. Now, I didn't bring a Met hat in. I apologize. So let's honor somebody.
Yes.
I have a Mike Francesa podcast hat.
We are in the Mike Francesa studio right
there
now.
There you go. We are in the Mike Francesa studios. You know I adore Mike. And so why not?
Yes.
He has a podcast.
Show us.
So I'm wearing my hat. Now, Juan Soto went hoodie above hat, like the one I'm doing right now. And it looks like I'm going out hunting or something.
Snowblower.
Yeah, it looks like I'm literally taking care of the snow.
Snowblower.
Now, here's what you do. I'm taking the hoodie off. I'm putting the hoodie on first. And I'm going hat on top. Now I look like a worn baseball player. I got the little flaps around my ear. I got the hat going. I think this is a much better look.
Oh, I think it's worse. Yeah.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dude, you look like you're about to be on an episode of Dateline, dude.
Can you do me a favor?
Sure.
Can you come in and take a picture of hoodie above hat, hat above hoodie, and then tweet out both and see what the people say?
This is what it should look like.
Okay, so this is the way it should look. I've got hoodie, hat on top. Juan did not do that yesterday. Okay, I'm posing. I'm smiling. Sean's big head blocked the camera. It was hilarious. All right.
It doesn't matter. They are.
Now I'm going to go hat, hoodie on top. There you go. I think it's clear that the hat's got to go over the hoodie.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Take care of that and tweet that out for me.
That looks pretty good for you, though.
Which one?
That look right there with the Melott jersey.
Oh, with the hoodie underneath?
Right, with the black lettering because of New York, with the black hoodie underneath. That's kind of a dope look right there.
No, I do look great right now.
Yeah, you do.
You're so right about
this. This is so much better than your regular attire.
That's a good point. And I got to hand it to Juan. I love the hoodie. I think the hoodie look is awesome.
I do, too. Like, I wear hoodies frequently.
Me, too. And I thought with the jersey and the little the hat sticking out, mm-hmm. what do they call that again?
The hood.
The hood.
Yeah. The hood. The hood. I forgot for a second.
With the hood sticking out, I thought that was a great look. I thought Juan looked awesome. It just, it got very uncomfortable when he went hoodie over hat. Because then it looked like he didn't want to be there anymore.
Yeah. Yes.
And he put his hands in his pants. He's like, I'm cold.
And he's standing there not moving, perfectly still.
But you know what? I got to hand it to him. He had a home run late in the game.
Yep.
And also, he played his position well.
Yeah.
In fact, you know what? I've killed Juan enough today. Let me throw him some love. I think his defense in right field's been totally fine.
Yeah, there's been no blatant errors.
No. Now, speaking of defense that's totally fine, Sean Morash, are you ready to apologize?
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Are you ready to apologize to one Jason Dominguez?
Talk about flowers. Give them to him, Sean.
Give that man the flowers because his defense in left field has been tight. Go ahead.
Yeah, he was fantastic last night. Albeit one of the balls was misjudged, but he made up for it. He caught it, didn't he? He has learned from it.
I was listening on the radio.
Yeah, no, he made up for it, and he was the first one out on the field today practicing more defense. So he's feeling himself. I'd like the bat to get going a little more, but overall, I can't be calling him a butcher right now. He's getting it together.
Now, Boone still doesn't have the ultimate faith in him because he took him out late for defense, which he's going to do for a while because Cody Bellinger and Trent Grisham are real good defensive players.
Yeah.
So you're always going to put your best defensive unit out there.
Right, and if Trent Grisham is launching home runs like he did last night,
I know.
I mean, he's going to get more time.
Yeah. That gives me flashbacks because I don't know if you guys know this, but Met fans hate Trent Grisham. You aware of that? Because in 2022, in that little wild card, that little mini series the Mets played against the San Diego Padres, Trent Grisham was Barry Bonds.
Mm.
He was smoking. He was drawing walks. He was hitting home runs. He was unbelievable. You get that guy for a few weeks, you're happy. And you basically have gotten that guy. He's been productive. And good job by the Yankees. We got that game completely wrong last night because we're like, boy, they better score a lot of runs. Cookie's going to crumble. And Carlos Carrasco went out and threw five wonderful innings.
He was amazing. Other than the home run he gave up to Bobby Witt Jr.
That's it.
He was spectacular.
He was in control.
Right.
The only negative was Devin was a little shaky in the ninth inning.
But that's every outing. You're just holding your breath.
As long as he doesn't blow it. That's the thing. Same thing with Diaz when Met fans freak out. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we don't love Ajita, but just get the job done.
It's early in the season. It is cold, and so it's hard to get your bearings perfectly correct.
Are you gonna tap out of the Met game on Thursday because of this coldness? I'm getting a vibe right now from you.
I might tap out of your seats.
How could you do that? They're great seats.
Because the Cadillac Cub is just waiting for me to come serve me a martini. Why would I sit freezing with you?
How many innings, in your opinion, Sean and Tommy, does Tiki have to sit in the normal seats for it to qualify as a, you know what, he put his service up?
Whatever you say, I'll do.
A turn through the order each way.
So basically three or four innings is what you're saying.
I think so. No, we need an official game. Five innings.
Oh, you go official game?
Yeah, it's like an official game.
He's going to leave when it's an official game. You're asking way too much out of him.
Official game? I'll do the official game.
You know what?
Five innings.
I got a better one.
Good.
Craig did this once, and it backfired on him, and I want you to do it too. Do you remember what it is, Tommy?
No.
Okay.
This one I forgot.
I'm going to walk you through it, and it's brilliant. So Craig doesn't like to stay for games either. Mm-hmm. You and Craig had some things in common.
Yes.
Not a lot, but that's one of them, right? So we were in the SNY suite, did not want to stay for the full nine, and he said, you know what? I'll stay until the Mets score a run, all right? Mets score a run, I'm out. Mets don't score a run, I'll stay. And it was one of those days where they could not score a run.
So he had to stay the whole game?
Well, I think they finally scored in the seventh.
Okay.
And he got out. So I think that's the way we play this. The Met offense can sometimes sleepwalk for seven or eight innings. It'll also get you to root very hard for the Met offense.
Go Lindor. So lead a home run.
As soon as the Mets score a run, ball's in your court. You can leave whenever you want.
All right.
But if they don't, you got to stay.
All right.
You agree to that?
Deal.
You guys agree to that one?
Yes. I am.
Yeah.
I think they explode in the first inning for eight.
Now, just for the record, because I want to clarify, there's a chance you'll be late for the start of the game because you're driving over here?
I am.
Okay. You have to be in a seat for the Mets scoring a run. If Lindor hits a leadoff home run, but you're still in the parking lot, does not count.
What if Lindor hits the only run of the game, but it's when we're doing Eating Morash?
No, it counts. He's in the building. It's fine. He's got to be in the building.
Okay.
Like,
well, I said seat. I just want to make it clear.
No, that counts as the seat. By the way, speaking of eating Morash, we're going to need some tips on what Sean should eat at Citi Field on Thursday. We got a few days. We'll get to that.
I got a place you can check out. The Cadillac Club.
Great food.
You love that place. Let's go to T in Hackensack, New Jersey. How are you, T?
What's up, T?
What's going on? Welcome back, Tiki.
Thank you, man.
You know, I got a bone to pick with my boy, Sean. First, he goes from, you know, we only like Bartolo Colon because he's fat. Now he's saying that Juan Soto is making excuses about the cold weather. Well, first of all, if we knew anything about baseball, most Latino players or players in the Caribbean that play on the East Coast, they tend to struggle the first couple of the months because our spring is spotty at best.
That's true.
Matter of fact, it's kind of cold.
I'm sick of it.
I will say to you, that list you made, especially about the right field, being a Yankee fan, when you're when the ninth batter on a JV team can hit a home run in right field in Yankee Stadium. As of today, we got two new rules. Number one, when Tiki's on vacation, you're not allowed to sit in the seat no more. Number two, your new name, instead of Sean Morash, is Sean Moran. Sean Moron. Have a good one, buddy boy.
Yeah.
He told you. If you're going to knock me, land the plane. Don't get the nickname wrong, man.
What do you say, Moron?
Moran first. He meant Moron. You got to land the plane.
Well, because he was trying to like give you your name some credit.
I got called moron and more ass my whole life. Believe it.
Well, the more ass one I won't touch because I know that your mom gets very offended by that one.
Very. Yeah. Very.
So moron is fine. Mm. And Tommy was perked up during that call.
Mookie!
He's like, yeah, Sean doesn't sit in Tiki seat when he's like, you're damn right.
Oh, does that mean I can go over there?
Luginator. Right. Here's the bottom line, and I think T was expressing this. I love the Cinco de Fivo. I think it's one of the great segments in the history of WFAN.
And it's extremely original. Nobody's ever made a list before.
Never.
At 5 o'clock? No, it's unheard of. Unprecedented.
Never have.
Who
people
came
have
up
done
with that
list
one?
At 11. They've done lists at 2. At 5? First ever.
That's never. Right.
And sometimes it's actually at 5:03. You never know. But sometimes you take the list and you decide, how can I troll a certain fan base?
It's his list.
He has a right to do it. But today was a troll list. You decided to troll Juan Soto, a guy who you even admitted last year you loved watching. A guy that you and Tiki have hijacked the show basically every day to say, don't boo him. Turn around and don't react to him.
Because Yankee fans are not going to boo him. He gave flowers to Aaron Judge. And when he comes to Yankee Stadium for the Subway Series, I want all of you Yankee fans, don't even think about booing. Leave your boos at home. Leave them for when Carlos Rodon is on the mound. Do not boo Juan Soto. Stand up, face the back of the stadium, and stand there in silence.
Well, Matt in Connecticut has an opinion on this campaign. Matt, the floor is yours.
What's
sir?
Up, Matt?
Hey, guys. Big fan of the show. Two things. One for Tiki, one for Tommy, if I have time. But yep. Tiki, big Yankee fan. I, in theory, love this idea of giving Juan Soto the silent treatment and letting him sit in silence. But I think it's flawed and it's going to fail because there's going to be 10 to 15,000 Mets fans in the building who are going to be cheering and chanting his name. So there's not going to be silence as much as I'd like there to
but
be.
But it's fine. Let there be cheers. He's Juan Soto. Mm. He took the Yankees to a World Series a year ago. Let us come off as the appreciative, jilted lover. That's fine. Mm. Just don't boo him. Apathy is better.
888-808-1019.
I'm sorry, I was staring Tiki down. I was listening to him, and I was staring at him.
He's practicing for our debate next week.
Yeah, I'm working on different strategies because we're going to have a debate about Roger Goodell. Tiki really likes him. I need to represent the people that don't like Roger Goodell. And I can already tell in Tiki's eyes, he's going to take this very seriously. Mm-hmm. He's ready to attack. And so I'm learning the different ways to kind of combat
right.
Tiki.
I'm going to tell you, though, that one's not going to work. You know why?
Why?
Because I'm perfectly fine in silence.
Interesting.
Just
interesting.
Like the Yankee fan.
And you don't have to worry, Sean. You don't have to jump in. We're allowed to have silence on the radio. Well, the long pause can sometimes be effective.
It's a pregnant pause, one would say.
That's right.
It's right. Sometimes the alarm bells can go off back here.
You have 9 seconds.
Okay. Yeah. We didn't even get to 3.
I wasn't even 2.
I know.
It got awkward. But I do want to say, speaking of people who should not be booed at the draft, come down to American Dream, the Dream Bar, next Thursday. We're going to be doing the show there.
Oh, yeah, we are doing it there. And by the way, the main reason you should come down is not just hang out with us before the NFL draft. I know the Jets and Giants are having parties, but Sean Morash is paying his dues. And on that occasion, he will be dressed as the Larry O'Brien Trophy.
Yes, you will have an opportunity to take a picture with the icon of the Evan and Tiki Show. No,
that's
not me.
Right.
That will be Sean.
Not me. Now, the guy who will be first in line to take such picture at Dream Bar with the Larry O'Brien Trophy is Ozzie in Woodridge. Ozzie, I know you're very excited.
What's up?
Gold spray paint can in hand just in case somebody missed the spot.
Good. I like that. You're very prepared. We appreciate that.
Yeah, and you guys just mentioned the first installment of the Evan and Tiki debate series coming up.
Yep.
To quote John Cutter from Passenger 57, always bet on black.
I love that, Ozzie.
Oh, God.
I don't lose arguments.
I don't lose arguments. No shot. He's a mental midget.
Well, jeez. Come on now. I feel very I feel good about my chances. I will be prepared, and I will argue Tiki in something he's very passionate about. Because if you missed it, rewind earlier to the show. Like, I don't even know what. Oh, it was during Posted and Toasted. We read an old tweet from Gio mocking the fact that Goodell gets booed a lot. Very innocent tweet. There was nothing wrong with it. And Tiki's like, you know, the people that rip Goodell, they're basically idiots. The guy's great. He's a billionaire. Everything.
No, he's not. But the teams he represents are.
All right. We'll see.
The owners he represents are. Okay. Increasingly, the players that he doesn't represent but is part of are.
Wait till I get my hands on a lot of information. Anyhow, Ozzy, make your hilarious point that's not pre-written. Go ahead.
All right, but before I get to how Tiki can help solve this Juan Soto debate thing, and speaking of Evan being a moron and a mental midget, let me get this straight. Your MasterChef father-in-law leaves for vacation, and the first thing you do is order disrespectfully Mexican takeout food?
Is that what I did?
Yeah, you admitted that. I did have that thought yesterday.
Yeah.
Disrespectful.
That. You could have just went like Chinese or something. Maybe go Italian.
Well,
get a hero. Anything.
I left out the part that my world-class chef father-in-law left me three meals. And last night, I went for the chorizo quesadillas. And they were fantastic.
So they were made by him.
They were made by him. So, that's
touché.
Right. Yeah.
So
I'm
you
a baby.
Didn't order the Mexican takeout.
No, I did both, to be, believe it or not. I did that.
That's so disrespectful. And he left you master cooked Mexican food.
I did, I'm a baby. I did both. I ate everything. I mean, come on. I did nothing wrong.
Oh, I can't wait till he finds out. Be a man and tell him what you did.
Okay, I will.
And let us know how it goes. And speaking of which, how are your Home Alone Evan Olympics going? The only event is tug of war.
All right. Enough of you. Thank you very much for your call.
The hang up on it.
Whip out the jumbo package. I don't know why people assume that. I'm just literally watching baseball. Like last night when I got home, because my family is out of town, a little spring break action, and they should not be stuck home just because I'm working.
Are they somewhere fun?
They're in North Carolina. Oh. Beautiful weather down there.
Beautiful.
Visiting family. So as soon as I got home, fed my dog, pet my dog, gave him a walk. He deserves one.
Dudley.
And I went into my big TV room, and I told you what I previewed this yesterday. It's an inappropriate word, so I'll clean it up. It was basically a baseball festival. There were games here. There were games there. The only problem I ran into, I don't know if you guys knew this, most of the games were just blowouts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was not good baseball outside of the Met game and the Yankee game.
Right.
Like, the Braves were beating up the Blue Jays. The Giants were destroying the Phillies. Like, they were not good. Now, tonight, I got some choices because I got the play-in tournament. So I got some hoops action tonight. What? What are you reaching to say?
No. I was just going to say, so let me get this straight. Your family's out of town. So you did last night what you do every night.
No.
Is watch sports.
No, because here's the difference. I want to walk you through the difference. I appreciate you bringing that up, though.
Yes. The audience wants to know.
So, yeah, I'm sure, like, hopefully more than, like, 60% of people actually care about this. But when I get home, I talk to my wife. I tuck in one of my sons or both of my sons if they're still up.
And then
I eat
and then
dinner. And then I DVR watch the Mets and the Yankees. So you're right. That part's the same, though it's on DVR. It's much later. What I'm doing that's different is I got all the games on.
Got it.
There's a big difference there, bro. You don't see it?
No. I don't. Sounds like the exact same thing, except you pet your wife, you talk to your dog.
I'm timesing the games by five. Like, instead of being upstairs in my bedroom where my wife's falling asleep and I got the Met game on and then the Yankee game on a tablet.
And you have to listen silently.
And I kind of sometimes have to go silent and still converse
You go silent count, yeah.
Well, the games are sometimes on silent, which I don't love because I need to hear everything. Now I get to have all the sounds blasting. I got a million games on. You know what the problem, though, is? It's a cheap throw. Like, I love it for 3 hours, and then I'm lonely, and I miss my family.
Yeah.
And I miss my family right
Dudley
now.
Dudley curls up with you.
Yeah, Dudley gets involved, man. I tell you, the dog
Chunky
knows.
Chunky or creamy?
In your face? I don't know what that means.
Peanut butter.
I don't have peanut butter.
Stop. Wow.
My dog doesn't have peanut butter either, so I don't even know what you're talking about.
Interesting.
That was weird. What's he saying?
I'll tell you in a break.
Oh, it's an inappropriate show?
Yes. And we have children in the audience.
Yeah. Well, we're a family show anyway.
Yeah.
We'll come back with more of your calls. Plus, I think the Yankees have to make an intriguing decision around the best number 22 in New York, Ben Rice. We'll get to it coming up. Got a fun night of baseball tonight with the Metsies against the Twins and the Yankees against the Kansas City Royals. But there is something I want to address. It involves both teams, but I'll start with the Yankees. Ben Rice has been awesome. And he's really taken advantage of the opportunity in front of him to the point where I know Tommy's very worried because Ben Rice is leading off again. And over the last week or so, it's become obvious that Ben Rice is now the predominant leadoff hitter against right-handed pitching and that Goldie will do it against lefties. In fact, I've got a running tally. Let me check the scoreboard right now on times led off. What game is this now for the Yankees? This is game 16?
16.
8 for Goldie.
17 now.
17. Well, then it's tied. 8 for Goldie, 8 for Rice, 1 for Austin Wells. Ooh. Now, the good news for you, Tommy, is that no one else had Ben Rice.
Yeah.
So if Goldie finishes second, that's a good win for you.
Well, it's going to become an interesting dilemma as the season goes on because you asked me about a couple weeks ago to track the protection for Aaron Judge, mm-hmm. especially when he walks.
Yeah.
Particularly when he walks.
Well, I brought it up because my assumption to you was Jazz Chisholm seems extra motivated yes. after Aaron Judge has walked in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
But now Jazz doesn't even protect him all
no,
the time.
No, he doesn't. And he hasn't for, I think, a week and a half now. And part of it was because he turned into Gleyber Torres for a second with this swing angle that was just ridiculous. And he was getting out. So every time Aaron Judge would... Some of them were intentional walks. I think only one or two were intentional walks, but he would walk a lot, and then Jazz just striking out.
Right.
And so they moved Cody Bellinger into that protect judge role, and the, let me count. I think it was like 5 or so opportunities, maybe 6. It was lined out the second, strikeout swinging, lined out, fly out to left field, he popped out, strikeout. Like he didn't get any hits
right.
when Judge was walked. Some of them were intentional as well. And so it's now shifted to Goldie and then also Austin Wells.
Mm-hmm.
And so the challenge is going to be as the season goes on, who is going to best protect
It's
Aaron
a great
Judge?
Question. It's probably more essential than even the Juan Soto debate today.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Because there's an answer with Juan Soto. It's Pete Alonso and he's been great.
Mm-hmm.
But to your point, last night Austin Wells was protecting Aaron Judge. Tonight it's Cody Bellinger. We saw Jazz do it. We don't have a full answer, and we may not have a full answer.
Right.
So it's definitely worth tracking because if I'm an opponent, I'm not letting Aaron Judge beat me. Now, with Rice, what's very interesting is that he's taken advantage of the opportunity to DH. He's also played one game at first base. Mm-hmm. That's it. But Ben Rice, in his minor league career, forget his major league career, in his minor league career, has only played two positions, catcher and first base.
Mm-hmm.
And right now... There's not an avenue
no.
for Ben Rice to really play those positions on any kind of consistent basis.
Right. DH is the only one.
It's the only one other than the day off you give Goldie, which you're going to give him. You want to keep him fresh. And you could technically do that with Austin Wells, although J.C. Escara has been the guy doing it
right.
now. So it leads to this question. Are the New York Yankees comfortable in the middle of a major league season trying Ben Rice out at other positions? And the one that jumps out at me the most is clearly third base.
Yeah, I saw him practicing at third.
Right.
Maybe that was spring training. I saw the video of it on something they were doing on the Yes Network around Ben Rice. So third is the only other spot. But Cabrera's actually been pretty good.
But it gives you another option.
It gives you another option, and you're not necessarily stuck sitting Cabrera down.
Well, here's the beautiful thing about baseball. I always say this. If you hit, they'll find a place
yes.
for you. So I want to throw the Mets in there and give you an example. To me, I need to start seeing Luis Angel Acuna in center field.
Mm.
Because clearly, that opportunity is there. Jose Siri, unfortunately, broke his leg. He's going to be out for a very, very long time.
Right, and he broke his tibia.
Right.
Which is the
tibia.
Big, it's a shin bone. That's the big one.
It's a big injury.
Right.
And so right now, the Mets options in center field is Tyrone Taylor. And then, yes, you could shift Brandon Nimmo over. Not ideal. Luis Angel Acuna was learning the outfield at the minor league level, and Acuna, especially yesterday and over the last few days, has shown you something mm-hmm. to where you want to keep him in the lineup. Now, right now, it's easier because second base is still open, but center field may be the answer. So what I'd love to see as a Met fan is Acuna get out there and play more center field, and if he performs and McNeil comes back and is healthy, that could be his landing spot. We need to find a potential landing spot for Ben Rice. Because even though Stanton may not be back tomorrow, and even when he is back, he's only playing once or twice a week, or more than that, I should say, maybe sitting twice a week, you got to think about it because Goldie and Giancarlo are kind of locked in as first basemen and DHs. So I'd like to start to think about it now,
right.
only because versatility is a good thing.
Can I throw a little wild card at you?
Throw me a little wild card.
Jazz to third, Ben Rice to second, if you're worried about the throws, a little shorter range draw.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I think either way, either
I think you take away the range in second, like that whole shot between first and second. Jazz has been great.
I agree. But I think, to his point, he could also be great at third if he plays it enough. This comes down to, where do you think Ben Rice can be comfortable?
No. I'm talking about Ben Rice at second is not getting those shots in the hole.
Oh, if you play him at third, you're also weakening yourself defensively at third base too. Obviously.
You're going to lose range. I'm just thinking, if the problem is maybe not trusting the throws from third to first, Ben Rice pivoting it shorter, Jazz Chisholm's athletic ability and the fact that he did this last year, I just think that could help give you multiple options to play with. That's all I'm saying.
I look at it this way, because Acuna is actually very similar, right? So one option the Mets could have is to play Acuna at second, McNeil in left, Nimmo in center. If Carlos Mendoza says, look, I feel more comfortable with that, then fine. But on the surface, that doesn't seem like the answer. It seems like, let Acuna learn center field. So on the surface with Rice, it feels like, let him learn third base. Now, I admit, it's a position he's never played in the minor leagues. He's never played the major league level. But Ben has been very impressive. And forget about just Stanton. Just in general, you want to have more options to get his bat in the lineup.
Yeah.
So would the Yankees feel comfortable at least trying it out at the major league level, or is it something they would have to do at the minor league level? And what sucks about doing it at the minor league level is now he's not in the major leagues.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's 146 games left, right? 146 games left, so there's plenty of opportunities for it. But I do think that there is becoming an increasing necessity for Ben Rice to be in the lineup consistently.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's not, hey, you sit you down for a couple of days, or, you know, Giancarlo Stanton is back, and sorry that we're full here because Stanton is such a clutch player when he's needed. And but Ben Rice could develop into a star for you.
Absolutely. You never know. He's the same age as Juan Soto, too, by the way, since Sean likes to make the comparisons. We are live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And real quick, I'll give you another reason why I would want to start working on this, even without including Giancarlo Stanton. Take a night like tonight. Trent Grisham has performed, right? He's actually been pretty good. Cody Bellinger is back in the lineup in center. Jason Dominguez is in left. Aaron Judge is in right. If Ben Rice was able to shift over and play third base, Grisham could be in the lineup again with either Judge or Cody or Dominguez getting a DH day. You clog the DH spot with Ben Rice. So I think it just makes your lineup and the potential of your versatility that much better. As far as tonight's concerned, Oswald Peraza is getting the start at third base. So keep an eye on that. And same thing with the Mets with Acuna. I want to see him in center field. I think that could be his landing spot. Because I always looked at center field as the position where youth could eventually take over. Tyrone Taylor and Jose Siri were always, to me, kind of like they're here for now. But eventually, whether it's a prospect like Drew Gilbert or Jet Williams or now Luis Angel Acuna, it could be a young guy that takes that spot. Let's go to Brian in Mineola. How are you, Brian?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
We're good. What's up, dude?
Good, man.
By the way, awesome jersey, Evan.
thank you very much.
But my point was about Soto bunting last night. Ordinarily, I'd agree with you, Evan, but it was the first inning. There was nobody out, and he's either going to get the guy to third if he gets it down, and I think he was bunting for a hit. So if you have first and third, nobody out, Pete coming up, you got a potential big inning there.
Yeah, but you also have a potential big inning if Juan swings and ropes a double up the alley, and you've eliminated any chance of that when you're laying down a bunt. Let's go to Connor in Goshen, New York. Hey, Connor.
Let's go to Brian and then
Connor! By the way, Connor, and I like Connor, I just want to tell everybody a backstory. An hour ago, we went to Connor, and he had the same issue. Not only did we put him back on hold, but I put like five other callers ahead of him. I almost punished him in a way, which is not nice, but I'm being honest. I want to be full transparency. We punished Connor by going to all these other callers to then finally go back to him an hour later to run into the same issue. Anyhow, sorry, Connor. You know, I'm not going to say you're going to wait another hour because our show will be over, but you're being punished. Let's go to Paul in Queens. How are you, Paul? Hello, Paul.
The Giants for life. Let's go.
What's up, dude?
Morris, you just confirmed what we all thought about you with that peanut butter comment you made. What I want to talk about with the Soto interview, this is what happens when you choose money over everything. You know, Pelons is not as a sure thing as Judges as somebody to protect Juan Soto. Juan Soto wanted all the money in the world. His manager, what's his name? We all know his
Carlos
name.
Carlos Mendoza?
No, not
he means Scott Boras.
Scotty B, yes.
His agent. His agent, yeah. So they took every dollar, and the Yankees' offer wasn't terrible, was
right.
it?
No.
It wasn't the highest.
Let's say Juan Soto's on this Yankee team, you know, and he signed that deal. Like, I guarantee you, I can't guarantee anything, but I mean, Soto's gotta have some type of feeling where, damn, maybe I messed up.
All right. So here's
it's too
the thing,
early
Paul.
To say that.
Here's the thing, Paul.
Way too early to think that.
This phone call, and it was fine. It was a nice phone call. He gave his opinion. I'm not going to yell at him, but that phone call is why there are Met fans pissed at Juan Soto. Because while his comments were innocuous, and it is a nothing burger, it gave a guy like Paul the muscle And the thought to call up Sports Talk Radio and very confidently, very matter-of-factly tell you, hey, this is what happens when you pick money over everything else. And so for you, Tommy, who's been fighting this war, kind of a dopey war, but I respect it.
I think it's one of the great wars.
One of the greatest wars of all time.
No doubt about
it. If we're ranking wars, it's definitely above the War of 1812.
Yes,
but not quite World War I.
No, of course not. But you are fighting the big brother versus little brother thing.
Yeah.
This comment by Juan Soto, as innocuous as it is, allows the perceived little brother, the New York Yankees, to throw you down the stairwell.
No, the fake little brother.
The fake little brother in Lugie's eyes. And that's where I get why Met fans are annoyed. They're not mad at Soto. They're mad at Soto for giving the Yankee fan any material they can use against you.
The Met fan that is feeling that way is looking at it wrong. To me, this brings out the insecurities that I've been bringing up for the last 6 months, the seven stages of Soto grief. Because I was getting messages last night about Juan Soto, during a Yankee game. They weren't focused on Devin Williams. They're focused on everything Juan Soto says and Juan Soto does. That is little brother behavior, including, and I could show you all the texts in my group chat that I'm in with Sean and other Yankee fans. Jeez, Juan Soto looks miserable. It's 30 degrees in Minnesota. They should have a roof. Everybody looked miserable. But did they say Acuna looked miserable? Did they say anyone else looked miserable? No, Juan Soto looked miserable.
Let me give you an example.
They feel this way anyway.
Hold on. Let me give you an example that will show you the insecurities of some Met fans. And like always, I got to bring it back to Durant because I do think there's a comparison and you'll appreciate this.
Okay.
So Kevin Durant picks the Nets over the Knicks. 10 games into the season, makes innocuous comments about empty seats at Barclays Center. Like, yeah, you know, I figured it would be sold out. Right? Just innocuous.
Okay.
A lot of times it is sold out.
I know, but
I know what you mean.
It was a hypothetical. It was never not sold out, but let's just say it wasn't. Like, there were empty seats, and he made a comment about that. You know, Tommy, rightfully so, you would jump on it.
And who would look bad in that spot?
Who would look bad in that spot? But they still would have done it, and you would have done it too. Because what you would have done is exactly what Yankee fans are doing. Take advantage of the insecurities of the team and the fan base that won the battle.
No, they're taking the bait, and they're acting
Tommy.
They can't get over it.
Bro, we're on the same side, right? Think about that. We are literally on the same side. I don't think Juan Soto did anything wrong yesterday. But what he allowed was Yankee fans to try to take advantage of the insecurity of some Met fans. Maybe not you and maybe not me. And that's why that last caller is a perfect example of it. He didn't do anything wrong. He's just like, matter-of-factly, and I don't even think he's got any Soto derangement syndrome. He's just like, yeah, that's what happens when you choose money over protection. Like, he was, am I right, Tink?
No, you're right. I like
and that annoys a lot of Met fans.
We gotta coin that one. SDS.
Soto derangement syndrome? You know where that started, by the way? Because people like to say that that's like a term used for Trump derangement syndrome. It didn't start with people not liking Trump. It started with people not liking George W. Bush. So I just want that clarified, that when Bush was criticized for a lot of his policies, whether it was the war in Iraq or Katrina or whatever it was, the defenders of the president would say, you guys just have Bush derangement syndrome. Mm. So I think that actually started back in the early 2000s. Unless you want to tell me it started with Reagan or with Clinton. Like, people who hated Clinton had Clinton derangement syndrome. You tell me, you're older, Teak. Did it start with W or did it start before that?
It's probably before.
Yeah?
It probably was Clinton.
Yeah, babe. Yeah, you know what?
Because you think how loud that was.
Oh, it was loud.
For a long, long time. Probably even still.
You know, he got impeached. Do you know why he got impeached, Sean?
Bill Clinton?
Yeah.
Was it the Oval Office?
He was lying about it.
Lying about the Oval Office.
Yeah, that's the trick question. Like, people said, oh, he got impeached for cigar, intern, all that.
No.
And by the way, that stuff was bad. I mean, if you think about what actually he was doing.
It was lying about the Zegna tie.
It was lying.
Under oath.
Yeah. He perjured himself.
Yeah. You didn't know about the under oath part.
Well, I did know about the under oath.
I mean, if he's being asked, it's under oath.
Yeah.
Evan didn't know that, but I'm just pointing out something.
I didn't know that?
No.
Oh, I was following that like with a fine tooth comb, that whole situation. I feel so bad for Monica. There's no American who got dragged through the mud more unnecessarily than Monica Lewinsky. And I will say that until the day. How did we get into this conversation?
Don't know.
Something about me.
Soto derangement syndrome.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And where did it originate?
Oh, right.
And you brought it to the presidency.
By the way, and I'll...
Goodbye, SNY.
And I'll... Yes, bye, Evan.
Stay tuned for Baseball Night in New York. Maybe Jose Reyes will school Sal again. Presented by Tri-State Cadillac, coming up next on SNY. That was actually a very good segment. I enjoyed that.
Can I just cut through and I'll be nice?
Sal and Jose. They argued about the WBC. It was good stuff.
Tremendous. The worthless baseball classic.
Well, Sal, he didn't say that to Jose.
Of course. He didn't?
Jose was ready to go. Mm.
But Sal has coined it, the worthless baseball classic.
Nah, Jose intimidated.
You know why. Wow. TV Sal. You've brought this up.
Oh, that's right. TV Sal. Radio Sal maybe would have.
You know, I will defend him in this. He didn't call it the worthless baseball classic. He argued his point against the WBC. Mm-hmm. Like, it, so he stuck
but
with his opinion on it.
But I laugh when he calls it that. I find that funny.
Well, Jose would not have found it that funny.
Fair enough.
Anyhow, what's your point?
The arrogance. The last caller seemed like a nice guy. Said Juan Soto picked money over everything.
Mm-hmm.
Just a friendly reminder to all the Yankee fans out there, Juan Soto won a World Series before he got on the Yankees. So you act like this is like he left what? You guys haven't won a World Series in how long?
I know, Tommy, but you
so
see...
So that just, that comments like that, that arrogance that they can't get over the fact that he signed with the Mets.
Tommy.
It's the Mets
Tommy,
part that
Tommy,
they, that bothers
Tommy,
me.
Tommy, I'm on your side.
Okay.
And I don't think Soto said anything wrong. You got to take an L on this one. Like, the Yankee fan gets to win the day even if we think they're wrong. You know what I mean by that?
No, actually, I think they look worse by...
I don't think our last caller looked bad at all. I think he just was very...
this to fit their narrative.
No, I think
that's
he was
little
just...
brother behavior in my book.
He was just reacting to a comment that Juan made.
Go ahead, speak.
I haven't heard a Yankee fan act as whiny as Tommy has about this whole situation today, so what is
no, because I have to push back on a guy that says that he picked money over everything.
That's how he interprets it.
Okay. Yes, because of the arrogance of how dare he anybody not sign with us.
You sound very upset right now.
I'm not upset.
Are you mad at Juan Soto?
I'm not mad at Juan Soto. Are you kidding me? I wish he said this every single day so Yankee fans show their true colors.
Tommy's got YDS, Yankee Derangement Syndrome.
YDS.
That is true. Mm. That is a very good point.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.